Well, did you watch the Redskins last night or listen to it here on WMAL? Sounded good, by the way. The station, that I mean. The game, let's see. Let's check in with Trevor Maddich, the WMAL Redskin analyst. And Trevor, watching that game last night, what were your takeaways in what, you know, it's a preseason game, so we're supposed to not take that many things away from it necessarily, but a couple things, right? Some lessons.
Yeah, well, the first lesson is, what a brutal game to watch. Holy smokes, was that ugly. I mean, really ugly on the offensive side of the ball, because that's what fans, I think, pay attention to start with. But there are some good things. The defense played well. A lot of the rookies that were drafted and a lot of the veteran free agents that they brought in this last offseason actually flashed and performed quite well. So as brutal as the offense was to watch, there was actually some good to this thing and some lessons to be learned for some other young players.
So the game goes 23-3. They lose to the Ravens. The score hardly matters usually in a preseason game, but it is indicative of how brutal it was for them last night. And if I'm right, the game was defined by two quick three and outs in both directions for the Redskins, which is to say that Kirk Cousins wasn't able to get any traction on offense, quickly shelved by the Ravens. But meanwhile, the Redskins defense was able to return the favor and put up some good stops.
Right, and the first three and out, I think, is the thing that most fans will focus on, where Kirk Cousins, on the first play of the game, threw the ball down the field to Terrell Pryor. Now, Cousins to Pryor, this camp has been phenomenal in practice, but they didn't really connect very well on this one. The ball was a little high. Pryor had a chance to catch it. He had to reach up for it, but it bounced off his hands. It just wasn't all that great, but that was the only attempt that Cousins had towards Pryor. And I thought for sure that they'd leave the starters in long enough to give Cousins four or five attempts so he could develop some chemistry with Pryor in a game situation. But after that one target, he didn't throw the ball at him anymore. So I thought that was a curious thing.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins was quoted as saying, "It showed us that as much as we've been making plays in camp and feeling good about what we're doing, it's a realization that we have a long ways to go. It can be a good thing in the long run. It could be good to have that wake-up call." So he's basically equating this to a wake-up call and saying they have a long ways to go. What do you think is going to be the hardest haul for them in the upcoming season?
The wake-up call is nice, but That's quite a spin in Washington, D.C. I think all the politicians in town are listening to that saying, you know, he's trying to make lemonade out of lemons right there. And it's much better than to have a negative wake-up call like that, to have some positive rhythm. And so, you know, I think the next thing that they'll need to work on really is the middle of the offensive line. I mean, Baltimore came after them in the middle, and I don't think they were expecting that much aggressiveness, but it stopped the running game from the inside out, and it pressured Kirk Cousins. So I think that's one of the things that they'll need to work on.
Yeah.
Another thing they'll need to work on, though, Samaje Perine, boy, he was a guy I was looking for in this game, and he's a rookie, fourth-round draft choice running back. I think he will be a very good and key player for this team. But he doesn't know how to play the game yet on the NFL level. And he was out of water, a fish out of water in this game. His timing was off. Things were happening faster than he expected. He did things default like he did at Oklahoma, and that doesn't work here. He's got the ability to be great, but I'll tell you what, he was a guy that I thought will have a lot of great opportunities to learn from this experience. And we'll know about his mental makeup because, you know, he might tank because he feels like he did bad, and he kind of did. But if he bears down and learns from it and gets better next week, then we'll know that this is a resilient kid.
All right, so Jay Gruden, the coach, making a point yesterday that he's concerned with ball security. Tell us about the turnover situation in last night's game.
Well, in practice, they're not doing a lot of heavy hitting. They're stripping at the ball, but that jolt that you get is different in a game, and they come from different angles in a game. You know, when the defense in practice converges on a ball carrier, the ball carrier knows that they're not going to take him to the ground unless it's that kind of drill, which happens rarely in Redskins camp. And they know that the strip will be just with the arms, and it won't be all that painful. It'll just be annoying. In a game, they're trying to get the ball away from you, and there are times when they will give you a choice between hanging onto the football or possibly getting your finger broken if you're not squeezing the ball tight enough. And I think in this game, that was another wake-up call that the ball carriers will be stripped and hit and jolted and shocked from directions that they're not accustomed to in practice, and I'll bet that in practice this week, they'll do a little bit more jolting.
All right, Trevor, any optimism this morning as you look at this and the Redskins going forward? Should fans be disheartened about the state of the team?
Nope. Very much optimism if you want to look for it. The nose guard position, for example, has been weak for the Redskins for a number of years. Phil Taylor, a 343-pound guy that came in, he's a guy that really had an outstanding game. Mack Brown, a free agent signing from the Buffalo Bills at linebacker, showed range and athleticism. They need to get more athleticism and speed at that position. Josh Harvey Clemens, the seventh-round draft choice, rookie linebacker, when Sua Cravens went out with a knee injury, which is bad for the Redskins, it gave more opportunities, I think, to Josh Harvey Clemens, and he actually stepped up and did some things wrong, but flashed and showed some promise. So there were some young guys, Ryan Anderson and Jonathan Allen, the two draft choices from Alabama on the defensive side of the ball, both flashed and did some very good things. So I think individually, on defense especially, and as a group on defense, there's a lot to be excited about. It's the offense that really needs to step it up.
Yeah, very quickly, were there any injuries last night? Supposedly Murphy and Cravens needed MRIs after the games. Any word on that?
No word on that. We'll find out. Murphy would miss 4 weeks anyway because of a suspension from the NFL. But Cravens is a guy that needs these reps because they're moving him to a different position from linebacker to safety. So if he's out for a while, that could impact the Redskins.
All right, we'll keep talking to Trevor Maddich as the Packers come to Washington next week Saturday to face off against the Redskins for preseason game number 2. They've got a little bit of time to recover and see if they can't put together a better performance next time. Trevor, thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
All right, thanks.